We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Madison, Wisconsin, still mourning the loss of a student and a teacher at Abundant Life Christian School after a 15-year-old girl opened fire on her classmates, killing one and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Investigators trying to find out more about the now-deceased suspected killer. The drone mystery over the Northeast continuing with 5,000 tips now reported to the FBI, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
Federal sources tell ABC News they're deploying infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure drones flying over New Jersey and New York aren't a threat. Local leaders briefed by the White House. The government is looking at social media, videos, and photos to determine what these sightings could be.
A top Russian general killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine has claimed responsibility. A judge in New York has refused to toss President-elect Trump's hush money conviction case on the issue of presidential immunity. This is ABC News. Major damage in the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu after a major earthquake. Major Michael Thompson lives there.
The American embassy has collapsed. The bottom floor with all the staff possibly inside is just pancaked. It's gone.
The quake magnitude 7.3. No word yet on any casualties. Back before a New York judge today, the Long Island man accused of killing several women and dumping their bodies on Long Island beaches.
We're actually expecting a significant development play out at 9:30 this morning. That's when Rex Huerman is expected to go before a judge here in Riverhead. Now, the Suffolk County District Attorney was last seen in court back in October, and that is when the office turned over nearly all the evidence from 400 electronic devices to Huerman's lawyers in a case they believe now dates back to 1993.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. New rules for seatbelts starting in 2027. All new vehicles sold in the U.S. will have to have an alert that tells you if somebody in the back's not wearing one. This is ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door,
or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at WWT.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high today right around 30. Snow will continue through tonight with around an inch of accumulation possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23. And then we have more snow on the way for Wednesday night through much of Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A school shooting Monday morning at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School kills three people, including the suspect shooter, who was a teenage student who attended the school. A teacher and another teenage student were also killed. Six other students were injured, including two with life-threatening injuries. Barron County deputies have identified two people found dead at a home over the weekend. The sheriff's department says Michael and Michelle Turnipseed were dead at their Chautauqua home Sunday. Court records show Michael was facing domestic abuse charges and that a divorce was proceeding between the couple. And the Milwaukee Brewers Community Foundation raised over $4.5 million for nearly 200 Wisconsin charities in 2023. The team's charitable branch reports the money was raised across the foundation's events, programs, and other initiatives. The organization has raised over $60 million since starting in 2010. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Ellsworth Police Department and the Pierce County Sheriff's Department received multiple reports of vehicles being struck by an object causing damage over the weekend. According to the Ellsworth Police Department, officers arrested Jeffrey Baker in connection with the incidents. They do continue to investigate and ask any residents who may be victims to contact the department. Residents in the city of Eau Claire will see higher water bills next year. The city yesterday said it would raise the price of water by about 4%. That means the current $74 bill for 3 months of water will jump to $77. Community Services Director Langberg says part of the increase will be used to cover the cost of Eau Claire's new PFAS treatment facility. That's the $120 million project that the city began just a few weeks ago. Those new rates are set to hit the bills in February. Members of Minnesota's congressional delegation are praising the passage of a bill naming the bald eagle as the national bird of the United States. Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, along with Congressman Brad Finstead and Congresswoman Angie Craig, worked together on the bill, which now goes to the president for his signature. Klobuchar noted Minnesota has one of the largest bald eagle populations in the U.S. and is home to the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. The bald eagle has been part of the Great Seal of the United States since 1782, but it's never been declared the country's national bird. There's a warning about some of the Connie's frozen pizzas that may be in your freezer. Palermo's yesterday announced a recall of about 1,200 Connie's thin crust cheese frozen pizzas sold in Wisconsin. The company says there's a worry that the pizzas may have potential plastic contamination. The pizzas have been pulled from store shelves, but FDA says some people may still have them in their freezers. If you do, simply toss it out or bring it back to the store. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Oshkosh Corporation's production of new delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service is off to a rocky start. In an investigative story, the Washington Post reports Oshkosh has delivered just 93 of the 3,000 next-generation delivery vehicles that were expected by the end of November. The story cites internal documents and communications from the company, blaming the delays on an inability to calibrate the vehicle's airbags, leaking chassis, and problems securing bodies from Challenge Manufacturing in Michigan. Those issues were reportedly kept from the Postal Service by Oshkosh executives. The report also claims the Oshkosh plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is producing just one next-generation delivery vehicle a day instead of the 80 that were expected by this point. The story quotes an Oshkosh employee as saying, "This is the bottom line. We don't know how to make the damn truck," quote unquote. Oshkosh Corporation has not issued any statements in regards to the Washington Post story. The value of the Postal Service contract could reach $10 billion. One of Wisconsin's tribes is looking to block northern Wisconsin's pipeline expansion. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa filed two legal challenges to the proposed Line 5 reroute. Band Chairman Robert Blanchard said the Wisconsin DNR failed to consider his tribe and failed to consider Enbridge's troubles in Minnesota when agreeing to give the company permits to expand the pipeline around tribal lands. The tribe is both suing the DNR and contesting the wetland and waterway permit that the state gave to Enbridge. Enbridge wants to reroute the pipeline away from most of the Bad River Band's land and bring oil and gas from Canada into the United States. Minnesota's two U.S. senators are asking the head of the U.S. Postal Service about mail delivery problems in Rochester. Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar sent a letter to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy last week. They asked why some areas did not receive mail and package delivery for 4 days or more, despite promises from the local post office. They called the lack of delivery during the height of the holiday season a source of stress and frustration for Minnesotans. Smith and Klobuchar asked for DeJoy to respond to their letter by this Thursday. Welcoming visitors to Wisconsin during April's NFL draft in Green Bay, the Packers, Travel Wisconsin, and Discover Green Bay all met up with businesses and organizations in Neenah last week to pass along tips on meeting and greeting out-of-town visitors. Organizers of the event expect the draft to attract five times the number of visitors Milwaukee saw for the Republican National Convention. Discover Green Bay says as many as 240,000 visitors from around the country and world could provide a statewide economic impact of $94 million. The NFL draft will be in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Vikings extend their win streak to 7 and move into a first-place tie with the Lions atop the NFC North, rolling to a 30-12 win over the Bears on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Sam Darnold passing for 231 yards and a touchdown in the win. Elsewhere, the Falcons knocked off the Raiders 15-9, sending Las Vegas to their 10th straight defeat. The Lions lost running back David Montgomery for the rest of the season with a sprained MCL. He ends the season with 775 rushing yards and a team-high 12 rushing touchdowns. Detroit also losing three other starters for the rest of the season. They'll host the Bears on Sunday. Bucks face Oklahoma City tonight in the NBA's Emirates Cup Championship in Las Vegas. The Bucks 14-11, while the Thunder have jumped out to a 20-5 record on the season. Bucks coach Doc Rivers on playing this tournament in the middle of an NBA season.
It's been great. This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. And there is things you learn. I just can't tell you what they are. But you don't get to get this experience during a regular season. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
Wisconsin adding a pair of quarterbacks via the transfer portal on Monday. The Badgers receiving commitments from former San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill and former Maryland starter Billy Edwards Jr. Meanwhile, quarterback Landon Locke announcing yesterday that he is no longer committed to Wisconsin as a part of the 2025 class. Marquette dropped to 9th in both the AP and coaches' top 25 polls following their loss at Dayton on Saturday. The Badgers finally ended their three-game losing streak with a win at Butler Saturday, but it wasn't enough from seeing Wisconsin fall out of the top 25. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Minnesota Vikings are on a 7-game winning streak after taking down the Bears 30-12 at U.S. Bank Stadium Monday night. The Vikings took a 13-0 lead into the locker room at halftime and kept Chicago at arm's length the rest of the way. Sam Darnold passed for 231 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Aaron Jones had 106 yards on offense and a rushing touchdown. Minnesota's tied for first place in the NFC North. The Vikings visit the Seahawks Sunday. The Minnesota Twins are bringing some depth to their bullpen. The club signed reliever Darren McCaughan to a minor league deal yesterday. The contract does include an invite to spring training. The 28-year-old played with both Miami and Cleveland last season. He had a 6.21 ERA and 28 strikeouts in 42 innings of work. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. And boys hoops, Mound View defeated New Richmond 62-54. And in girls hoops, it was Boyceville over Lake Holcomb 55-16. On the schedule tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard and boys basketball in the Dairyland Conference, Osseo Fairchild is at Elma Pepin. That game to be held at Elma High School. Blair Taylor will be at Melrose Mindoro. Elma Center Lincoln travels to Whitehall. In the Dunn St. Croix tonight, Plum City Elmwood is hosting Durand, Arkansas. That game to be held at Plum City High School. We'll have that game for you here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Colfax is at Spring Valley. Boyceville will be at Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. Glenwood City is hosting Mondovi. Middle Border Conference boys basketball for tonight. Somerset at Baldwin-Woodville. Ellsworth hosting Amory. St. Croix Central is at Prescott. Girls basketball tonight in the Dairyland Conference. Elma Center Lincoln travels to Whitehall. Melrose Mindoro at Blair Taylor. Osseo Fairchild hosting Elma Pepin. Meanwhile, in the Dunn St. Croix, St. Croix Central will be at Durand, Arkansas tonight. Glenwood City is at New Auburn. the Electric Trempealeau hosts Mondovi. Middle Border Conference girls basketball tonight. Bloomer at Altoona, Amory hosting Osceola, Eau Claire North at Somerset, and Baldwin Woodville plays at River Falls. Again, tonight we'll have boys basketball for you as Durand, Arkansas is at Plum City Elmwood. Our coverage begins at 7 on WRDN.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. One of the longest-running wildlife censuses in the world is now underway, and you can participate. I'm talking about the National Audubon Society's annual Christmas Bird Count, which is now in its 125th year. It kicked off on Saturday and runs through January 5th. I'll tell you how you can participate when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
For the 125th year, the National Audubon Society has organized its annual Christmas Bird Count. Between December 14th and January 5th, tens of thousands of bird-loving volunteers are participating in counts across the Western Hemisphere. The 12 decades' worth of data collected by participants contribute to only one of two large existing pools of information that notify ornithologists and conservation biologists what action is needed to protect birds and their habitats. Christmas Bird Count observations help scientists discover trends about bird species that inform their conservation. For more information and to find a count near you, visit ChristmasBirdCount.org. There's no cost to participate, and you can contribute to a local count simply by compiling the birds that come to your feeder. Again, for complete details, including past results, visit ChristmasBirdCount.org. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at OutdoorNews.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds. We'll have highs in the upper 20s, some snow developing late this afternoon. West winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of snow, lows near 19. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds, highs near 20. And for Thursday, 90% chance of snow, 3 to 4 inches possible, highs upper 20s. Clouds across the region this morning, Ogalle 27, Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, and Lake City at 26, Plum City 25. Here at WRDN, still clouds 25 with Diamond Rio and one more day. It's 823.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Leave me wishing still one more day with you.
Christmas time comes around each year. Yeah, it's so nice. Christmas time comes around each year.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my MIA. That ain't no kind of love. Tell no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, I ain't saying. 8:32, I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Our 2025 desktop calendars are now available, and you can pick those calendars up for free at our studios right here at 309 3rd Avenue West here in Durand during regular business hours. Let's run down birthdays for today. Let's see. Pope Francis is 88. He is the 266th Pope of the Catholic Church. Journalist Chris Matthews is 79. Of course, he's best known for hosting Hardball with Chris Matthews. This actor was in the movies Miss Congeniality and Ghostbusters. Ernie Hudson, 79 today. This Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian won several Emmys for his work on the show SCTV Network 90. He was also in the American Pie movies as well. Eugene Levy is 78 today. Actor Wes Studi is 77. His credits include the movies A Million Ways to Die in the West and Avatar. Also, this actor is in the movies The Grunge, While You Were Sleeping, Sleepless in Seattle, and of course, he was the president in Independence Day. Bill Pullman is 71. Country singer Tracy Byrd celebrating birthday number 58 today. This Emmy Award-winning actress won an Emmy for her portrayal of Marsha Clark
in the TV series American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. We're talking about Sarah Paulson is 50 today. Also, former baseball player Chase Utley is 46. Actress Emma Bell is 38. She's best known for playing Amy in the TV series The Walking Dead, a creepy, creepy show. Former leader of the Boston Pops Orchestra, Arthur Fiedler, born in the state in 1894. Columnist Marilyn Beck, born in the state in 1928. This actor is best known for his role as Goober on the Andy Griffith Show, George Lindsay. Born in the state in 1928, he also was a star on Hee Haw as well. Journalist William Sapphire, born in the state in 1929. This actor is best known for his role as Reuben Kincaid on The Partridge Family. He also kind of got a big break on Rowan and Martin's Laughin', where he was throwing confetti. Dave Madden, born in the state in 1931. Former baseball star Cal Ripken Sr., born in the state in 1935. And singer Art Neville, born in the state in 1937. No local birthdays today. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your holiday needs, from the holiday ham, holiday pork, and holiday turkeys as well. Prime rib as well. And don't forget the beef sticks too from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs, from annual visits and sports visits for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Forecast for today, a plenty of clouds, a slight chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs upper 20s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, 70% chance of snow, lows near 19. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds, highs near 20. For Thursday, 90% chance of snow, 3 to 4 inches possible, highs upper 20s. Clouds across the region this morning, Ogallee 27, Pepin, Mondovi, Lake City, Nelson, and Wabasha at 26, Plum City 25. Here at WRDN, clouds 25 with Tricia Yearwood, and she's in love with the boy. It's 8:38.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. Brainsy got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love.
too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the tasty freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. He was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home. Let's go. To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red into diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah,
turn it dirty than dust clouds. Hell yeah, it's been too. wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Baby, 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 baby girl, let me make it Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Lane and Fix, 8 to 52. I'm Brian Winnikins. If you missed our interview this morning during the morning farm report with Mike North from Ever.Ag, talking about the ag markets, you can find that now on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab. You'll find that interview there. Another Dodgers baseball hit the auction block. Ball was the one that Freddie Freeman crushed for a walk-off home run to give LA the win in game one of the World Series. Get this, it sold for $1.56 million, a baseball. It's the third highest amount ever paid for a baseball at an auction. Now, the most expensive baseball ever sold was the one that Shohei Ohtani hit to nail his 50th home run this year. That one sold for $4.4 million. Imagine that. You go to a baseball game, you go to a Brewers game, Twins game, something like that, catch a home run out in the bleachers, and get $4.4 million. Yeah, well, at least you got to pay to go to the game.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Are you looking to dig into the Bible and dialogue with other Christians? Join Believer City Church for a local community Bible discussion near you. We meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Everyone is welcome. Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you can join us for a small group Bible discussion. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
The Spirit of the Cowboy Special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
County Road 233, under my feet. Nothing on this wide rock but a little old me. Got 2 miles till he makes Bend, and if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, roll low with my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a ragdoll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm on the shore. Well, it's 10:30, another six-pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. My gun's bigger. He'll find out when I pull the trigger.
Go nowhere. I'm finding all I've searched for. in this love that we've begun. But girl, I'm running out of reasons to feel lonely to chase that setting sun.